Hi, I'm State Senator Tracy McCreary. Thank you for tuning in to my weekly update. On Friday, May 9th, the Missouri legislature passed the state budget off to the governor. The nearly $50 billion state budget is ready to go, and we did meet our deadline. I was disappointed to see at the final hour that funding for private school vouchers was included, but I am glad to see that the budget includes fully funding the foundation formula, which is how our state supports our neighborhood public schools. I'm also thankful to my Senate colleagues who served on the Appropriations Committee this year, and also the staff of Senate Appropriations that worked so hard to get this $50 billion budget ready to send to the governor. So thank you to everybody who worked so hard on that. This week, I was able to get several bills passed. The Circuit Breaker Property Tax Credit was passed this week. This tax credit that benefits Missouri seniors and those who are disabled has not been adjusted since 2008. So this newly updated version of the Circuit Breaker will make sure that the tax credit remains up to pace with inflation. Another thing that passed this week was I had a bill that would give some clarification for sexual assault survivors. This bill clarified state law so that if someone is a survivor of sexual assault and they go to a hospital, they're going to go to the hospital that can help them with proper care. For example, there would be a sexual assault nurse examiner there who is trained in trauma-informed care. So this is just something that I think will help survivors all around the state of Missouri. Also, another victory this week was the Affordable Housing Assistance Tax Credit Program made it across the finish line. This is a tax credit that will benefit things all around entities, nonprofits all around the state of Missouri. In the St. Louis region, this tax credit will help benefit groups like Habitat for Humanity, Angels Arms, and St. Patrick's Center. It doesn't increase the budget. It just allows for flexibility within this program so that entities that are providing affordable housing can also use some of that money to help the people that are actually impacted by lack of access to affordable housing. And one other victory that our office had this week was the Champion for Children tax credit made it across the finish line as well. This tax credit will help CASA, child advocacy centers, or crisis care centers with funding so that they have the tools that they will need to work with our most vulnerable children. I'm really proud of the work that I was able to accomplish this session. I wouldn't have been able to do it without my staff, Emily O'Loughlin and Hannah Dolan. They're amazing. If you ever get a chance to thank them, please do. This next week, as we head towards Friday, May 16th at 6 p.m., there's still a lot of issues hanging out there. Going to do everything we can to stand up for the will of the people as it relates to Proposition A, which, as you know, would provide for a gradual increase in the state's minimum wage and allow for workers to earn some paid sick time. We're going to stand up for the will of people on that. And then also Amendment 3, willing to do whatever we need to do to stand up for the will of the people as it relates to reproductive rights and reproductive health care. So thank you so much for tuning in. As we head towards May 16th, things are moving really quickly. Feel free to reach out to my office if you have any questions. We're happy to update you on the status of anything you're interested in. Thanks so much.